She's 21. At that time, she has had 5 abortions. She's how many years old? She's how many years old? At 21, she has had how many abortions? 5. Don't say, It is possible that there's someone hearing me now that is having that experience, or that have had that experience. God wants to deliver you in this conference. No? We don't talk too much, but we know what God can do. Why? What is your priority as a young person? I am amazed at how our sisters, all you care about is marriage. You are 15 years old, you are thinking about marriage. As if all your life, God made you for marriage. At 15, all you are thinking about, I need to have a boyfriend. I need to have a boyfriend. All my mates have boyfriends. Look at me. As fine as I am, no boy is asking me out. Who told our Tasman sisters that they must have boyfriends? Let it sink. Who told our brothers that they must have girlfriends? Facebook, Abby? Instagram? See, if you don't pay attention to your life, the devil will mess you up. If you don't set your priorities right, I'm praying that we'll come to a point where we'll have 18-year-olds that are programmers. People who are, you are 18. Listen, don't clap. Don't clap. Hold on. Hold on. Until we come to that point, you know, now you're distracted by, he lost me, she lost me. Your mind is dull. You can't think straight. You are in school. Do you know, sir, where my wife stays in Anambra is a campus area. So when I go to see her, I leave very early on Monday mornings. Monday morning, 7 a.m., sir, the gate of the company is still locked. Monday morning, 8 a.m., when I'm preparing to go to work, their gate is still locked. I'm begging them to come open the gate. Students, in the same school where I schooled, when 7 a.m. on Mondays, I'm already in class during our days. But in fact, so I was asking my wife, who are your students? Then she would ask me, just wait in the night, you know that they're students or not. So because all your focus is on boyfriend, girlfriend, you're not thinking anything. You can't be creative. Nothing's coming from your head. Look at us. Some of us, you are 18. You already had sex twice or thrice. At 18. So, do you know, it's even so bad now that if you tell your friend that you are still a virgin at 18, we were in church someday, a pastor was preaching about this. A girl by the side said, virgin to Kanewi. Nime church. And some of you have bought that ideology. Your friends have told you, how can you be 18? I don't have a boyfriend. You don't know what's up. And that ideology has been controlling your mind. No wonder you can't sleep well at night. Now you are dreaming dreams. Coupled with the movie, then you start watching movies. You say, I love movies. If it's not a romantic movie, I don't enjoy it. And then tomorrow you carry yourself and meet one pastor. I'm having sex in the night. Pray for me. It is not demon. It is you. It is not demon. You may be laughing, but I'm serious. Why are you so crazy about boyfriend, girlfriend? I want to know why. I tell you what, I got married is about less than 2 years now. I can tell you something. You see that thing that is shocking you? Eh? I'm tired already. Organizing is laughing because he understands. You see, because I work, my wife works. So we have to plan it. Because you watch too much movie. The movies you watch, what you see is the guy comes into the house. The guy says, and then in your mind you say, hi, I can't wait. My husband must do me like this. It's a lie. The man is thinking about it. He has rent to pay. Oh, he has rent to pay. By January, by December. He can't make. They are breaking plates in the movies. We don't break plates, sir. Plates. In the movies, they will break plates. Break TV. Listen. I don't break plates because my money will go. But those ones on the TV, it's called movie. They will script it. Somebody will pay for those things, the damage. So you're living in a world of fantasy. Oh, my man will bring me tea on bed. Oh, if he doesn't give me lunch on bed, I'm not interested. Go and ask Daddy Papa Nelson. He's laughing. Go and ask him later. Do you know why I'm saying this to you? I'm trying to get your mind off fantasy. Face your life. You see, I wish I can be younger again. Honestly. Every day I wish I know the things I know now, earlier. If you spend your energy at 18, that's why, boy, guy, you will waste. Quote me. If you like, let a woman lay his hands and his buttocks on you. Eh? You will waste. Yes. This is the reason why our creativity as a nation is nosediving. This is the reason. But can I challenge you to leave this conference and make up your mind? I am going to achieve something with my life. I told them somewhere, I said, if you are 18, what is wrong with telling yourself before 21, I'll make my first 1 million? What is wrong with thinking that way? Who told you you can't? Even as a girl, what is wrong with my sister saying, before I clock 26, I'll make my first million? Somebody saying, because it's not even in your agenda. In your trouble. Can I say that you have the finest babe on campus? I can tell you something. Listen, if you leave this conference and make up your mind, I haven't had enough of distraction. I want to pursue my life. Give yourself 5 years. You see the result. That energy that you're trying to move up and down, use it and sit down and ask yourself, what can I produce that will change my life? Idea will come to you. All those times, how do you never see your time? You know, what even annoys me is an unbelieving boy will be talking to a Christian sister. She will bend her face. They walk well like this. An unbeliever is talking to a Christian sister. She will bend her face. They didn't train you well. No, they didn't train you well. Because it should have taken that guy strong courage to come talk to you. The very fact that he came, he should even be angry. But now you are bending your face. Do you know why? You watch too much movies. You want somebody to appeal to your emotions. Now, he has come. And then you say, where is touching me? Nobody has touched me there before. I was asking them a question somewhere. Who taught Adam what to do when he saw Eve? Have you thought about it before? No, sit down. Calm down. I'm going somewhere. I'll soon round off. Listen. Because what we are battling with here is the pressure from the world that's making you and I to misbehave. It is not normal. Everybody is not doing it. Don't be fooled. Everybody is not messing around. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. You know, they say, you know, you are telling something earlier. Your brother wants to marry a sister. He says, I'll sleep with you first. They say, why? I want to test. I want to know whether he knows. Unfortunately, sir, sisters now are demanding it. Sisters too. They'll say, I want to know whether he knows how to do this thing. Because all your mind, that's what you are thinking about. What you are reading is sex. What you are watching is sex. Everything you are doing, that's what you are thinking. So now, you see a brother. In your mind, you are imagining how long his manhood is. Say, if it's not tall and not long, I don't enjoy it. Who taught you? How did you learn? Other ones say, oh, if the girl, if she's not like this, she's not like that, doesn't have big bobs, big, what is that? I don't like her. I like my girls big. Where did you learn all that? Originally, it was not so. Trust me. You learned it somewhere. Yeah. Adam woke up and saw Eve and he says, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. Nobody told him. There was no magazine to read. There was no, you know them, to watch. But intuitively, he knew what to do. Why are you concerned about things you'll be tired of? Why do you waste your youthful years pursuing fantasies? Why? There's more to your life than relationships. You must not even marry. Oh, let me be honest with you. Some people didn't marry in the Bible. But you know what? If you are on a mission pursuing something under God, I tell you, someone must take interest in you. Someone that is serious. But you see, because you are, the reason why you have made my marriage a praying and fasting thing is because so as a hand off, I want to challenge us. Leave this conference with a determination. Look at Roy. How old are you? Stand up. How old are you? Don't be embarrassed. How old are you? 16. How old are you? 16. Oh, I wish I'm like them. How many of you know that there are 16-year-old inventors in the world today? How many of you know? How many of you know? Some 16-year-olds are already inventing things. Some of their mates. Man of God, mankind didn't have baby. This dancing thing, may we now. It will kill the church. It will kill the church. This dancing thing, may we now. I was watching a program in the church. They were dancing soapy. Mankind about soapy. Okay, man. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, sir. You are born again. In the church, people are dancing soapy. In the church. If you don't know, thank God you don't know. But some people here know. Don't worry. Don't tell me to show you. I can't show you. Every young person you see now is in a place where I live. When I come back from work, I can't sleep. Why? Oh my God, 16 years old. They play music. Leg walk. That's... That's what they are doing from morning to night when they come back from school. Unfortunately, they are brought into the church. One woman was leading praise and worship. If you see the kind of leg work she was doing in church with her hair tied, though, and people were praising her. Oh, the anointing is too much. You see, what we now call anointing is emotions. Emotion. Ah, the anointing is too much. The power is too much. But again, on the leg work all the time from Naira Mali. And you see, when we talk like this, they say you are too rigid. You are too. You cannot be a good Christian watching those people. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Very soon now, some of you now, if you take your body, you are wearing tattoos on your body. Where do you learn it? Your mentor, Naramali. His whole body is like that too. Your mentor, what's the name of that woman that came to Nigeria the other day? Bob Risky. Hold on, don't, do you know that? The way the world is going now, people are beginning to accept wrong as right. Yes. So, what Bob Risky is doing now, other people coming out, because even parents, because she's making money, or he's making money, parents are now encouraging their children to follow after her. Or him, whatever you call him. Hold on. I'm not trying to cajole you. I don't want to talk about the issues of this Yahoo thing. Church people are doing it now, sir. Church people. Some of you here now are contemplating it. Some of you here now, you are thinking about it. Because they are the ones saying that school is scam. Do you know why? They don't want to work. School is scam. It's everywhere on the internet. School is scam. Who told you that school is scam? Who told you? You said because there's no work. Who told you there's no work? Who told you there's no work? Who told you? I know I used to say that too. Hold on. When I'm writing off. My time is up, baby. Listen. I used to say that too. But let me tell you what. I read something recently. What you are being paid is a reflection of your true worth. If you work in a company and they pay you 10,000, that is your worth. Any day your worth increases, they will pay you more. I used to be a one who said there's no work. But somebody left my company, got another job in another company where they pay him 1 million naira monthly. I'm talking about this year. In this same Nigeria. He left my company where he was being paid, I think it was 300,000 or so. Got another company where they pay him 1 million naira. There are jobs in this country. But not when they do the job. If you are qualified for that role, they will give it to you. But you are busy in church. That's in. You don't even read. The school in Agata, where in Agata. Then you want to make body for pastors to pray and kill themselves to get you a job. Please, men of God, stop praying for people to get a job. You know, a lot of things are coming to my head, so I'm trying to, you know, put them together. So, the challenge is simple. Make up your mind to pursue your life. Leave all these things aside. They will come at the right time. They will come. If you're in this conference now, and there's a relationship in your life that is not taking you anywhere, how can somebody keep you and say they have engaged you? 5 years have passed. 6 years have passed. They are still there. Let's pray. My time is up. Let's pray. There's a lot to be said, but let's pray. What I want to say briefly as we pray is this. Rise on your feet. If you are in this camp now, and that you are in a relationship, hello, no noise, please. This time is very sacred. No noise. I want us to join our hands together. I want to pray. We're going to pray for 2 minutes. Sir, just 2 minutes. We're going to pray. Join your hands, somebody by your side. We're going to pray for 2 minutes. What is the prayer? Father, every distraction in his life or in her life, Lord, take it away in this camp. If that distraction is a boy or a girl or a habit, whatever it is, Father, in this camp, take it away. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Nobody's praying here. Oh, Shadabala Gabaha Satahash. If you can pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Every negative habit, every negative relationship that has kept you in the same position from year to year, Lord, save me from them. Go ahead and pray. Om tabraningros kobraningros. Zekete kebelegedesh. Zekete kebelegedesh.